It's KBIA 91.3 FM, Thinking Out Loud. The University of Missouri Museum of Art and Archaeology has been in, we will euphemistically say, a dynamic time. They've moved a couple of times and are in the process of getting ready to move again. And speaking of dynamic change at the museum, they also have a new director, and he's here to talk with us. Daniel Eck is the director. And Dan, it's great to meet you and welcome.
Thank you, Darren.
Talk to me just real briefly first about kind of where you come from and the experience that you bring into the job.
Yeah, absolutely. Most recently, I was in Texas. And I had been working at the Museum of the Southwest out in Midland, Texas, out there for a few years, and then moved to Austin, Texas, where I was a consultant. And so I was helping out some museums around the country. And I was out in Boston being the interim director for 6 months while they were searching for a director out at this museum in Boston. Before that, I was spent most of my time in the Midwest. I came out of Beloit College in Wisconsin with degrees in archaeology and museum studies, and then I went to law school at Indiana, and I practiced law for about 6 years in Chicago, downtown Chicago, before I moved to the Field Museum, and I was a Field Museum's in-house lawyer, and from there I moved up to Wisconsin, and I became the deputy director at the Kohler Arts Center, which is a fantastic art museum in beautiful Sheboygan, Wisconsin, which is where I raised my kids. And hung around there for a while, had some other experiences. I worked at Lakeland University as their executive vice president in Sheboygan and became their president. So I was a college president for, I was there for about 9 years at Lakeland. And then when my kids graduated, I wanted to get back to the museum field. And that's when I left the north and left the snow behind and headed south. So I've been here since July, though, and really happy to be in Columbia.
I want to hear about the conversation when this first approached you, because they say Museum of Art and Archaeology, University of Missouri, Columbia, and that all sounds great. And then they have to tell you about it's moved twice in the last 5 years.
Yeah, that was definitely part of it. And I think in my work history, I've taken on some tasks that have involved major reorganizations of institutions, both at Lakeland University. We transitioned from Lakeland College to Lakeland University, did some massive restructuring. Small private colleges are very challenged right now. And I was lucky enough to be part of a team that did some major restructuring there. Same at the Museum of the Southwest in Midland, Texas, to do some restructuring there. So this was an opportunity to come to a place that has just a legendary historic reputation for a Museum of Art and Archaeology. And my background, I studied archaeology in college, and I've never been a practicing archaeologist, and I don't have an advanced degree, but I've worked in natural history museums, and I've worked in art museums, and I've worked in universities. So this was a good blend of all those experiences and interest, and I think my expertise in, well, I think my experience in organizational development, fundraising, all those administrative tasks is what this museum was looking for right now.
It sounds to me like there is some skill at problem solving writ large that fits with what this current status of the museum is and what we're hoping the status of the museum will be in the months to come.
Yeah, it was definitely a rebuilding process. I mean, literally and figuratively, when I got here in July, most of the objects, well, all the objects had been moved from Mizzou North, and we're still unpacking, and we're still trying to renovate the spaces in the ground floor of Ellis Library into museum spaces. They had once been museum and archival spaces, and then they were turned into classrooms and conference rooms. So it is a rebuilding of an institution, both physically and then trying to get our programming back on track as well.
Let's talk about that space for people that are not familiar with it. It is, as he said, on the ground floor of Ellis Library, the main library here on the MU campus, a beautiful building, and it is space at the east end. Used to be where the State Historical Society was located, and now they've got a big, beautiful building right across the street from where we sit right now in McReynolds Hall on campus. And then obviously, eventually, there's going to be a grand reopening and people are going to be able to come in and see the art again. Where in this process are we now?
We are just about to finalize the plans for the second phase of renovations of this space. The first phase was moving 16,000 artifacts and unpacking them safely, all the cabinets that go with them, into Ellis. and doing the construction for our antiquities gallery and one of the temporary exhibition galleries. Now we're renovating the two art galleries and the hallways in order to turn those into gallery spaces. So I'm hoping in the next day or two to have that project authorized and move forward. Construction will start after commencement because the library needs quiet hours for its students. And we're hoping to be done and installed and open sometime in fall.
Okay, that was going to be the next question because I know that's what everybody wants to know. Yeah, when's it going to open back up again?
I'm putting quotes around fall.
Okay.
Because that could be anytime.
There's still some construction that has to be done, and then you've got to get all the stuff into the space. Let's be blunt about this. It's not as much space as would be ideal.
Yeah, that's correct. I think the moves over the history of this museum, beautiful Picard Hall right on the quad, had more space than Mizzou North. And Mizzou North had more space than we have now. And that's just a simple fact of what we're dealing with, both for exhibitions and storage of artifacts. So what we're doing, Darren, is we're looking at this as, you know, the classic opportunity. What do we do differently? If we have, we're still going to have four great galleries and the hallways to use, the halls for exhibitions. So it's going to look great. People will see their old favorites back up on display. But with a little bit less square footage, we're going to think more about what do we do programming-wise without our objects, whether it's educational programs, things out in the community. We're so lucky to be back on campus so we can work with students and faculty again. That dried up at Mizzou North because of the distance.
Yeah.
So we're going to emphasize those academic approaches.
Okay, and that was exactly where I was wanting to go next. This is obviously a university, and helping the students and helping the faculty teach the students is a big part of what's going on. And like you said, that was not ideal for Mizzou North. So how is this going to improve things other than just the fact that you don't have to schlep up to the business loop?
Yeah, well, we started right away when classes came back this fall. Students and faculty started using the collections. So faculty will take classes over. We have some students doing research projects on the artifacts right now. We've had a graduate assistant. We have a student intern. So we're turning up the dial on how students get involved at the museum, not only using the collections, but actually getting experience and working in a museum.
I want to ask you a tough question here with the understanding that we are the radio station of the University of Missouri, and so we can take that for what it's worth. There was some crummy luck involved here because, like you said, Picard was perfect. It was on the quad, and everybody could just walk in there, and parking wasn't ideal, but for the most part, and then, you know, they found asbestos or whatever it was in there, and that's obviously suboptimal. The move to Mizzou North, that wasn't a great space, and it wasn't, you know, a place, there were probably very few people that knew it was there for a lot of the time there. Now you are going into a space that's even a little bit smaller. How do you feel coming in here about the level of support from the university? Is the university really telling you we're committed to making this museum successful and thriving again, or are you here to keep it alive as best you can?
That's a great question. And the discussion I had with the dean of the College of Arts and Science, and that's the school we're in, when I was in the interview process is, where are we going to go from here? And the message I got from him and from the faculty and from the chairs of leaders of School of Visual Studies and Classics, Archaeology, and Religion is, this is a museum that is important to the academic programs. It's important to the fabric of the campus and the community. Mm-hmm. They recognize that this is the only art museum going on in central Missouri, or in Columbia in particular, with lots of great art stuff going on, but we also have a duty to serve the community. So I'm feeling fantastic support from the university, from the dean's office, from the faculty about having it back on campus. And Darren, they understand the limitations we work with, and the support that we need is coming through for restructuring how we're going to operate on campus.
That's incredibly encouraging to hear that, because I think it would be real easy, given some of what's going on, for people to feel like, well, we're going to do the best we can with our limited whatever, and maybe not be quite so optimistic about the future. But it sounds like there's going to be some forward momentum here for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And museums have changed over the past couple of decades. They've never been only things hanging on a wall. But the more you see the competition for people's free time and for their resources, museums have to think differently about how they deliver their mission. It's not just getting people in to stare at something at the wall. That's an important part of it. Well, hopefully they're learning. But we have to think about, what do we do with them when they're not at the museum? How do we reach them? How do we reach the school kids out in the schools when they don't have bus budgets anymore? So we have to think about how we go to the schools, right, how we go to the community. When we were at Mizzou North, we had great parking. So,
yeah,
we had, you know, it was great for the community because they could get there anytime they want. And now we don't have that. So we have to think about that challenge. How do we reach the community?
You have worked in several different museums. You kind of ran through your CV there. When you got here and saw what was in the collection, what was on display, what was in storage, what knocked you out?
Oh, wow.
Of the stuff we've got at the museum here at the university.
Yeah, it's, like I said, the combination of art and archaeology was super appealing to me because of my background.
How unusual is that?
You know, it's not terribly unusual. I think the name is kind of unusual to have them both in the name. Usually it'll be a museum of art or a museum of anthropology, which we do have on campus, by the way, as well.
Yes.
Friends at Museum of Anthropology. So it's not that surprising for an institution to have art and archaeological objects. I studied in Egypt as a student. I went over there and went to American University in Cairo for a semester. So I've always been very fond of Egypt. And we have an Egyptian collection, which I just, you know, we've got this great wooden coffin. It's about 4,000 years old.
Yes.
Hieroglyphics carved on it.
I remember seeing that. It's been a while, but yeah.
And we've got a nice bronze headpiece from a staff that I really like. That's a bronze Egyptian boat. And the art collection's amazing. It really started in 1961 with a gift from the Kress Foundation. These 14 Renaissance era works were gifted to the university. And that really launched the art collection. So the art collection runs from the Renaissance up to modern day. And
yes,
the variety you have there. We've got some faculty members in the collection. We've got some modern art. We've got all the names that you might expect to have an art museum. And the great thing is students can come in there and see them in the context of their art history classes.
Not see a JPEG on a screen,
right,
of the work, but actually see the work.
Yes.
Explain for people that aren't really into art why that's important, that specifically.
I think what it does for you is it lets you make a connection, both with art and antiquities. You make a connection that somebody, a human, made that.
Yeah.
You can see the brush strokes. You can see thumbprints in clay. You can stand in front of something that Rembrandt looked at and authorized, saying, this print meets my standards of quality. So you have that connection that you don't get from JPEGs or from virtual exhibitions. It's still important for people to be in front of that work of art. That's how our brains operate and our eyes operate. We see things, we process it differently than two-dimensional photographs that take all the life out of objects.
If people go in for a quick event and then come out, one of the things that obviously catches their eye is going to be the big sculptures. And what's happening with those?
The Cass Gallery.
Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing. The Cass Gallery, I have to give a big shout out to the School of Visual Studies, and in particular, the team over there that worked with the library. Dr. Ann Stanton worked with the library to find space in the library. So they're on the second floor of Ellis Library.
Oh, okay, cool.
And you can go over there right now, Darren, and go in there and go up there and see the Cass Gallery. And it's amazing. These are objects that a lot of places have thrown these out over the years. These are plaster casts made from the original sculpture that is over in the Vatican, or it's over somewhere else in Italy.
Right.
And so they're there. They're in this room with big windows and tall ceilings, and they look magnificent.
Okay, that's cool. That's something that people will get the opportunity. And I always encourage people to get in and just wander the library, because the library is fantastic. So that's very terrific. Tell me what else is going on. You want to share with the community the story of where the Museum of Art and Archaeology is right now, and what's the next step? Where are you?
Well, the next step, of course, is getting the construction done to, as I like to say, to museum quality standards, so we can start installing the works, at least the artworks. We are installing works in the Antiquities Gallery because that was completed last October-ish or so. So we're test fitting objects into the cases. So that's going to be job number one. Job number one is getting the museum opening at a high level of quality so people understand the importance of the works we have. And at the same time, we're working on our new strategic plan for the future. We have to have a vision and a strategic plan for what we're going to do. We've been doing a lot of hiring. We have a new curator of European and American art who joined us in December. We have a new deputy director who joined us in March, and we're going to have a new registrar soon and a new educator soon. So we're staffing back up to get us up into operating speed again. And I'm working with the university on getting some more student internships for fall so we can have students getting real-world experience to put on their resumes. So when they graduate, they have a leg up on other students because they've actually done these things in a museum setting. So that's something, as a former university president, I'm passionate about getting students that type of benefit more so than their people they're going to be competing with jobs for.
Sure. And that's always in some places, not every place on campus, but in a lot of places on campus, that's always that balance that you want to strike. You want them to just be with the art and have it touch their soul, and you want them to leave here with that cultural experience, but you also want them to leave here and be able to go find a job in what they want to do.
No, absolutely. And once we are up and running, one of the great things about being in the library space is that students will be able to come in. If they're coming into the library, they can come in through the Art Museum, Museum of Art and Archaeology, and walk in on that Hitt Street entrance and go through there, which will be another benefit for students because it's another entrance in the library, but we want to capture them while they're going in the library.
Absolutely. That's terrific because when in the other locations you had to be pretty deliberate about going and looking for it, and this is going to give somebody just the opportunity. Maybe they're in a hurry to get to a study group, but they look around and they go, wow, this place is really cool. I might have to come back here sometime and check it all out.
Yeah, exactly. And we're planning, when we do open, we're going to have a series of celebrations for various stakeholders and constituents, including students, which are very important stakeholders for us. So we're also planning how do we reintroduce the museum to the campus community and the Columbia community. So we're starting to make our list of what types of ceremonies and celebrations and events do we have for that grand reopening.
If you're having an event there, what type of space do you have? Is there going to be able to be, because we had events in the Picard building where you could get a couple hundred people in there for an event. Is that going to be something that's going to be a little bit dialed down in where you are now?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be more dialed down. It's more of the cocktail party level situation where mingling and walking around will be great. We do not have that large open space like our friends at the at Shizumo across the street have.
Yes.
So it'll be a little more intimate than that, but I think that gives us other opportunities. But we do have Lowry Mall right outside, and we've got some nice lawn space outside the library on Hitt Street that we're going to take advantage of for getting larger groups of people together. But we'll still be able to get groups of, you know, 50, 75 or so into the museum.
In our final moments here with Dan Eck, he is the new director of the Museum of Art and Archaeology here at Mizzou. Talk about how this newly established museum space back on campus after a few years, how this fits in with some of the other museum space on campus, because there are several really special locations that are smaller and in a specific area, but there's lots of art spaces on campus.
Yeah, we share the space in the ground floor with our friends at the Museum of Anthropology. They have two galleries in that space, and we share the hallways. I've received a tour of the exhibition space and collections over at Textile and Apparel Management, which if you've never seen that their collections,
they're
amazing.
Really cool.
Yeah, they're amazing. And I've been exploring the other, focusing primarily on the other art opportunities on campus. We have a lot of public art around various places, Student Center and sculptures everywhere. So I'm trying to kind of get a grip on everything that's going on so I understand that so we can figure out where we fit in. Now, I do know we used to have this museum crawl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we've already been talking about how do we get that going again once we're open.
Oh, terrific, because that was a fun event.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot about that. So that's definitely on our list of things we need to reinvigorate.
And that was special because I think everybody that did that discovered a space that they did not even know existed, including people like me that have worked on this campus for 100 years.
Yeah, but I think we have opportunities like that. I mean, like I said, I'm just starting to learn the campus, and I've been kind of tied up in all the renovations and the how to find the money for it. So I'm hopefully when construction starts, I can explore the campus a little bit more.
One final question, Dan, for people, I guess on campus, but more importantly out in the community, tell me the elevator pitch. Tell me why it's important to have this museum and now that it's back on campus, why it's important to have it here at Mizzou.
Art, and I'll use art with a capital A, art is what makes humans human throughout time. That's the one thing that has pushed us forward is learning to express ourselves in a physical, tangible format. It's communication. Art is communication. And we can't forget that. We get so caught up in our cell phones, and I love technology. I use it. I use it all. But we have to get together and look at these things. So I think this is an opportunity for people to understand what art means for humanity and also realize right here in Columbia, we've got an incredible art scene all over this town. And we're part of it. And people have to remember that this stuff was collected starting back in the late 1800s. It has an incredible history behind it. And if the community really wants to get involved here, I have to put a pitch in here for Museum Associates. That is our that is our external friendraising and fundraising group. So Google Museum Associates, Columbia, Missouri, and join them, because those funds help support all the programming that we do.
There are benefits for living in a place of this size as opposed to living in a very small town or a very huge city. But I give this sermon often. There's some very, very special things about Columbia in particular, and the artistic opportunities that we get here that, you know, I grew up in a city of about the same size, about 120,000 people, that did not have nearly, we didn't have a symphony orchestra, we didn't have a museum like you're going to have and things like that. And it really is one of the things that makes this campus and this community really special. And so we're really happy to welcome you in as part of that, and looking forward to the reopening sometime this fall, he said with fingers crossed, of the Museum of Art and Archaeology here on the Mizzou campus. Dan Eck has been our guest. He's the new director of the Museum of Art and Archaeology. Dan, it's been fun talking to you.
Yeah, it's been fun, Darren. Thank you very much.